also, I should thank y'all for being here and listening. So thank you. It was 30 days till Easter when the elm tree hit the church. Thank God it fell on Friday, cause at least no one's hurt. There's fear it might delay the second coming of the Lord, cause the stained glass crucifixion was in stains upon the floor. They spent a day of cleaning and a day to board the hole. For the stained glass once had cast a godly light upon the fold. We come to Sunday service, all the faces now are gray. They commence to take donations as the faithful knelt to pray. Monday they discovered that the man who'd built the glass was the only man in town who could, and sadly he had passed. But his father, who was 90, said the tools were in the shed, and he'd kindly try and resurrect the window. Congregation argued, but the wise ones all rejoiced, cause in the one hand was solution, in the other was no choice. So they gave the man their blessings, and they gave his hand a shake. They gave him all the coins they had collected on their plates. Till Easter, they'd seen neither hide nor hair. So they came and knocked at supper time in hopes the man was there. But a banging from the basement was about all that they could hear, and curses that might make the devil blush and wash his ears. First thing Easter morning, and everyone's good grace, the man was up on ladders with the window nailed in place. It was covered in black velvet, like a hood or like a veil. He pulled the sheet and there it hung, apocryphal. Seams had melted jagged, they were crooked like a spine. The glass was rough like hands of man against the hands of time. There was blood stains in the red, and there were teardrops in the blue. He said it may not be the best, but it's the best that I could do. Chapel felt a silence, it was more than just surprise. As a monstrosity of color slid its tongue across their eyes. They shivered from exposure like babies born again, cause in every pane of glass was all the joy and pain. There was every fearful smile, there was every joyful tear, there is each and every choice that leads from every there to here. There is every cozy stranger, there is every awkward friend, There's every perfect night that's left initials in the sand. There's every day that's filled so full the weeks would float away. There's all those days spent wondering what to do with all those days. There's every lie that's ever saved the truth from being shamed. Every secret you could ever trust a friend to hide away. There's a fortune of discovering a new face you might adore. In the thrill of coming home to find her clothes upon the floor. In the prideful immortality of children in the home. That the storm can't grind the mountain down, it can only shift the stones. There's everything your mouth says that your lips don't understand. Every shape inside your head that you can't carve with your hands. And every slice of glass revealed another slice of life. Emblazoned imperfections in a perfect stream of light. It all flooded through the window like rapids made of fire. And then God rode through on sunshine and sat down. Cause he was tired. He was tired. Thunder and the hardwood settled back into its place. God removed his veil and there were scars across his face. And some folks prayed in reverence and some folks prayed in fear. As all the shades and chaos in the glass became a mirror. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to take a short break here now and get drinks and stuff like that. And there's CDs back yonder. And then David's going to be up in just a few minutes. Thank y'all.